Here is another challenge that a lot of founders face is how do they keep their product looking fresh? And the trap that a lot of founders fall into is they will try to add new features and do all these different things to try to keep their product shiny as possible. But what they end up doing is they end up building something that's really difficult to fulfill. The secret to being able to build a system is to simplify as much as possible. So if you're simplifying, you don't want to add more features. You don't want to add more colors, more variations. You want to simplify as much as possible. So if you're simplified, and let's just say that you've been able to simplify your product down to only just one thing. There's not that many options. You're creating a yes or no product. And if you don't know what a yes or no product is, go back to one of my podcasts where I talk about yes or no products. But essentially what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a product that we can scale and we can do it without having to rip our hair out of our heads, right? So the question is, if we can't add more features, we can't add more variations, then how do we keep our product, our service, or our offer looking fresh, right? And the secret to this is to change your offer. You don't have to add new shiny things to whatever you have. You just change up the offer slightly. So what I mean by this is maybe you add a bonus. So this month, if anyone buys into your product service, you are adding this bonus. It doesn't necessarily have to be a discount. You know, maybe it's a free t-shirt or a football phone. Sports Illustrated used to do this, right? They have the same magazine, but they wanted their magazine to seem like it was shiny. So they added like this football phone. And it's not really a new feature. You're not changing anything. You're not creating any kind of variation. It's just like an added bonus that you're throwing in there that's not part of your product, right? So you're just changing this offer by either changing the price, throwing something else in there, giving people better terms. And as you change up your offer, this is the best way for you to keep your product looking fresh. So let's stop falling into this trap where we have to keep adding features to keep our product in the minds of our customers. Instead of doing that, just change up the offer. Because as you're changing up the offer, then people are going to see that, oh, there's all these new offers being that are taking place. Maybe one of these offers are right for me, and they'll wait for the right offer. Maybe it's your Easter offer, or your Black Friday offer, or your mid-July offer, or whatever it is. If you want to keep your product looking fresh, don't add features and put yourself into a position where you're just doing way too much for very incremental benefits. Just change up your offer. It's a very simple thing to do, and you can keep on your focus on just one thing and being able to scale that one thing. This is Robin Copernicus. Boom, bam, I'm out. Hey, so if you're a 6% entrepreneur, here are four ways that I can help you right now. One, hit that subscribe button and the bell so you can always stay up to date on the latest marketing strategies and tactics from this podcast. Two, find out how much of a natural born entrepreneur you are by taking the visionary quiz at robin.ws/quiz. Three, join the Visionaries Facebook group at robin.ws/group. And finally, four, if you want to join the first startup accelerator that helps you skip investor funding, then go ahead and book a call with me at robin.ws/call.